Celebrating the life of Mandisa. Taylor Swift blasphemes the Holy Spirit? More fallout from the James River Men's Conference. Ministry leaders step down amongst controversy. And Jonathan Cahn brings an end time prophecy. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are the top stories of the week. Starting off, we have Jonathan Cahn, his Israel, Iran, and end times prophecy. Earlier, he shared a video, The Persian Mystery, Israel, Iran, and the End Times. Jonathan Cahn says that what is happening with the Iran attack is actually a spiritual battle and the beginning of the fulfillment of end times prophecy. He looks at Ezekiel 38, and he breaks down what is actually happening in our world and how it relates to end time prophecy from Ezekiel 38 and other places. This is an explanation of that, but there's also a link in this description to this article and this video. So you want to make sure you check that out. Our next story is children's curriculum leaders step down after inappropriate relationship. Kristen Ivey and Reggie Joyner, both the founder and the CEO of major children's ministry curriculum, have resigned from their positions with Orange Curriculum following their inappropriate relationship. The founder of the company, Reggie Joyner, admitted to prior inappropriate adult relationships. The CEO of Orange, Kristen Ivey, also voluntarily resigned after revealing she had had past a relationship with Joyner. They say that Reggie has admitted to past inappropriate adult relationships, which violated our company policy and eroded trust within our organization. That's what the chairman of the board, Joel Manby, special governance chair Jennifer Barnes, stated on their official announcement with that. So this is, Orange is a great children's curriculum for churches. And so we just pray that whatever is good that can come out of this will come out of this, and that the things will be taken care of, and that the lives that have been torn apart through this affair will be made right. Next, we have an article by J. Lee Grady saying that Mandisa is in heaven, still worshiping Jesus. Now, he's looking at some of the past interviews that Mandisa has done and has written about as well in her book, Out of the Dark, where she admitted the temptation or contemplating of suicide. So there is a link to suicidepreventionlifeline.org on this article, as well as call. If you are struggling with suicidal thoughts or depression, please give 988 a call to talk to somebody in that hotline. The cause of Mandisa's passing is still not been released officially, but judging by her past, that is what this article is about. So it's dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts. And we just pray for her family. And we know that she had passed away on April 18th. She was found at only 47 years old. But the police have ruled that there was no foul play at this point. So next, we have megachurch pastor condemns Mark Driscoll's demonic behavior, but apologizes for inviting Sword Swallower to the conference. Pastor John Lindell took time during his sermon on Sunday to apologize for both inviting Mark Driscoll and Alex Magala to the Stronger Men's Conference. He went on to say, "I apologize and let you know I take full responsibility for the decision that was made to invite Mark Driscoll and Alex Magala to the Stronger Men's Conference. I am deeply saddened by the division that our invitation has brought to the body of Christ. That was never our intent." He went on to call Driscoll's behavior in recent days as demonic and urged the Scottsdale-based preacher to repent for his actions. Driscoll has responded on his X account that tolerance is demonic. When the church gets naughtier than the culture, they become an abomination. So it looks like things are not settling down there at all. Now, the performer himself, Alex Magala, broke his silence last week, and he posted a video response to the whole ordeal on Instagram. You can watch this video in the article. The link for this article, as well as all these stories, are in the description here. Now, he went on to say that he you know, he grew up in an Orthodox Christian family, and so he has been a Christian since he has been a baby. The next one, this has been very popular, Taylor Swift's latest anti-Holy Spirit album. We talked about this earlier in the week, but here we have that Taylor Swift is holding nothing back on her latest album when it comes to her personal beliefs. Her tortured poets department is nothing short of blasphemous, is what this article says, when it comes to her choice of lyrics. On Facebook, worship leader Sean Foyt wrote, just by looking at the playlist or the track list in for this album, he says almost half the songs on Taylor Swift's new album contain the explicit lyrics and make fun of Christians and straight up blaspheme God. So I recommend praying for Taylor Swift's salvation, praying for her to turn things around. She is extremely influential in culture, and we would much rather her be somebody that is influencing people in a positive direction towards the Lord, as opposed to towards the opposite, which is what seems to be happening right now. Mandisa's Celebration of Life ceremony will be live streamed, so you can see that. The link for this should be in the article here. Christian artist Mandisa Hunley will have her life and legacy celebrated this weekend after her death on Thursday, April 18th, just over a week ago. The first service will be held at Fisk University, Mandisa's alma mater, on Friday the 26th, which is the day that we're recording this. The Jubilee Singers of Fisk University will also dedicate songs during their commencement ceremony on May 5th. The second service is going to be held on April 27th, which will be happening tomorrow at Brentwood Baptist Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. You can live stream the service at brentwoodbaptist.com/Mandisa. And so in this article is comments and memories from other Christian artists, such as Danny Gokey and Natalie Grant. Now here, the police department have said at this time, there is no indication the death was a result of any suspicious or criminal activity. During this sensitive time, let's continue to pray for the comfort and peace of the family and friends closest to Mandisa, as well as all of the lives who were inspired by her music. Keep her in prayer. Keep her family in prayer. Keep those that are affected by her and affected by her loss in prayer as well. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are the top stories of the week. God bless you.